As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. I'll be reading from Psalm 115, verses 3 through 11. The words will be found on the screen overhead as well. Hear these words. Our God is in the heavens. He does what he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear, noses but do not smell. They have hands but do not feel, feet but do not walk. They make no sound in their throats. Those who make them are like them, so are all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and glorious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to worship you today in this place as a community of faith, people who seek after you with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lord, I ask that you speak through me and inspire me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Does anyone have a smartphone? Anyone? Am I the only one that has a smartphone? This little device that we have all become so dependent on can connect us to family, learning, and opportunities. It allows us to pay our bills, search the news, instantly see faces, and talk to people across the world. But it also can, and often does, consume so much of our attention, shape our desires, and tell us what matters. Whether we're driving or casually going for an evening walk, we have our devices close, often in our hand. They give us freedom, but they also hold us dependent at the same time. We are expected to have them and answer them and pay attention to them. And if we don't answer, then it causes panic. Why didn't they answer? I think I may be preaching to myself today, if you ask my family. As we go through our daily routines, we unconsciously begin to mirror the people and the things we spend the most time with. Friends adopt the similar phrases. Couples develop similar expressions. Children imitate their parents in both speaking and behaving, or even more often now, those there watching on YouTube or other avenues. We become like what we behold. In today's scripture, the psalmist understood this long before modern psychology. The scripture warns against the dangers of idol worship, reminding us that those who worship false gods become spiritually numb and blind. Idols have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear. These objects of our attention are unable to speak or see or hear or smell or feel or walk. However, at the same time, the scripture reminds us that those who make them will be like them. Whatever captures our devotion ultimately shapes our character, and we become like that which we give our attention and time. We give them power and ability to influence us and others. Psalm 115 is contrasting lifeless idols with the living God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, always present, who desires our attention and relationship. In this psalm, we see the contrast of the power and the glory of the Lord with that of idols. And there's a struggle going on with the Israelites to maintain faith in a world where the presence of God may be questioned by others. And it serves as a reminder to the Israelites that despite any doubts or challenges to their faith, God is with them. And God desires our attention. The contrast emphasizes the ineffectiveness and fruitlessness of worshiping idols that are shaped by human hands with that of being in relationship with God. And it serves as a reminder for us in this series, No Other Gods, about our importance of giving glory to God, recognizing God's love and faithfulness, and trusting in God's authority over all things, over all other things that we are drawn to, that desire our attention and focus. Now, friends, it's hard. Like I said, we have become so dependent and basically expected to have different things in our life. It's hard. It was hard when the Israelites, and things haven't gotten any easier. We weren't alive then, but I can only imagine that it's even more difficult to be present and devoted to God. We live in a world of notifications that are constantly luring our attention towards distractions. We often chase things believing that they will lead to a lasting happiness. It's much easier to hear and be influenced by the world than it is to hear from God. We desire things to change instantly and are drawn towards temporary satisfaction. And many times these things, these achievements, these possessions, they provide us with a short-lived joy, but then it makes us go down further and further down a rabbit hole, wanting more and more in a quest for fulfillment and often leaving people empty. The world offers many enticing promises, but ultimately they fall short. And through all of this, and through this reminder to the Israelites, and for this reminder for us today, we are reminded of the option and opportunity we have as we go through life's journey, of the dichotomy of God's character and nature with that of the world. In verses 9 through 11, we're reminded that God is our helper and our shield. God is faithful and present in our times of trouble. We're reminded to place our trust in God, seeking God to transform life's challenges into opportunities to feel God's presence and peace. And whereas many times it's easier for people to disappear when things get challenging, God never leaves. When our life gets overwhelming, God is there. And we can lean upon God. For God is always ready to provide strength and protection, guiding us through life's challenges. Bless you. Psalm 115, we're reminded of the timelessness of God and our call to place our trust and faith in a living God who hears, who sees, who feels, who cares for his children, constantly giving us what we need in order to overcome, and has provided us with a hope for a future that we're called to live towards every day, in love and in hope. The Lord's Prayer, we say that God provides for our daily bread and strength, working in ways and through people, surrounding us with the Spirit. Friends, whereas things of the world come and go, we're already on iPhone 17, The one true God never changes. As it says in Hebrews 13:8, God's love for us is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And through our relationship with God, God is with us and God is capable of hearing our prayers, seeing our needs, and responding to the cries of his people. And so, friends, as we go through this life's journey together, may we be people who place our trust in God. And by focusing on God through prayer, through scripture, through worship, we are transformed into his likeness, reflecting his love and his truth and his faithfulness, influencing the world towards attributes of the kingdom of God. And so, friends, I'd like to invite us to reflect. Where have we placed our trust and devotion in our lives? And how is God encouraging us towards things that draw us to the one true God? Ever present, always powerful. And so, friends, as we live our lives, may we be people who seek God above all. Even when we get constant notifications, are constantly drawn towards other things, may we remain present on the one who hears us, the one who never changes, the one who loves us in spite of the ways we fall short. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in this place, to be surrounded with the body of Christ, people you have placed in our path and in our life that love us as you love us. God, may we each and every day seek to draw closer to you through our words, through our actions, in our hearts, and in our minds. God, we give you thanks for this opportunity. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.